Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
He's coming to Knoxville on Thursday. He's going to be at the Bijou Theater with the Class Act Tour. Sam Morril, he's a very popular comedian right now, but would you prefer to be introduced, Sam, as sports expert? You also have your show with Julian Edelman, Games with Names. Comedian or sports expert? Which would you prefer?
No, I'm a comedian. I'm an idiot when it comes to sports, but I'm passionate, you know, and that's just as important these days, you know?
Some would say the same to us sometimes with what we have to say about what's going on in sports. We appreciate you taking time to join us. You've had great guests. One of them has been Peyton Manning, as you can probably expect, is very popular here in Knoxville. What did you like talking about with Peyton? Did he have a favorite story that he shared with you when he was on your show?
He was great. We bonded over how we both have a bad neck, and I asked him if it is interfered with his cunnilingus as well, if it's made him slow down, and he seemed to agree. So I think we bonded over that, and great guy. I mean, legend, you know?
Who gives you the best and easiest material for your sets? Athlete, currently right now in any sport?
Jeez, that's a tough one. I mean, John Morant's not doing himself any favors, though, right now. I mean, this is crazy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Low-hanging fruit right there.
It's crazy that him and Dylan Brooks are on the same team. Not for long, but...
You're a Knicks fan. Do you look at this as an opportunity to get Ja to the Knicks?
I don't want him.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll probably have the same problem. New
York's probably not the best spot.
Hopefully not that. Yeah, hopefully they don't get to that level. But, hey, Plaques want to ring with us. We'll take it. But, no, we have a point guard in Jalen Brunson. We're doing fine. We don't need anyone else. He's elite, in my opinion. And no distractions off the court. Seems like he also married a Jewish woman.
Are you a Jets fan or a Giants fan?
Giants.
What do you think about Tennessee drafting –
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Jalen Hyatt, the Giants drafted Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, adding speed on the perimeter and some help for Daniel Jones.
I mean, he needs help for sure. He looked great in the playoffs that first game, but then I don't know. It's all about really. I think can Saquon stay healthy? Because when he's healthy, he's pretty elite. And then you know, how good can our defense be? But I think Jones just that contract makes me nervous. But he's a tough player. I think he's a good leader.
We're talking to Sam Morril. He's going to be in Knoxville Thursday at the Bijou Theater. He has his Netflix special same time tomorrow. He's on his Class Act tour right now. Aaron Rodgers coming to New York. What do you think there? How do you think he'll handle New York, of course, playing for the Jets now?
I think it's good for him. I think worst case, it's entertaining. And best case, they're good. So, I mean... But worst case, it'll be funny. You know, I mean, he's like an ayahuasca guy now, and he's kind of something kind of off about it. But now his hair is short. I think New York might have, like, maybe there's what he needs. Maybe he needs to get out. Green Bay is boring. Like, of course you're going to go crazy in the offseason and grow a mullet, you know?
If the Jets win it all, like, how much does that tip the power or the favoritism towards the Jets? I know the Giants – have won multiple championships, but hey, man, Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets. Does that tip the scales more in the population scale to the Jets?
I don't know about that, but I think it would be. Hey, it's like good for the city. I'm fine if the Mets or the Jets win. I just hate the Brooklyn Nets.
Why is that?
Because they came later, and because they, you know, they got KD and Kyrie, and I just always hated the Nets. I grew up hating the Nets. It was Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin, really good players, but they would kick our butts, so I always hated them. And then they come to New York, they come to Brooklyn, and they get Durant and Kyrie Irving, and I'm a Knicks fan, so I was like, I hate these guys. I'm a Knicks guy, and it was all this talk, you know. Yeah, and, you know, so I was very against the Nets, always. I'm a Knicks guy, always.
Sam, so you know this, in the sports world, we always have the conversation of who's the GOAT, Tom Brady in football, or Peyton Manning, or LeBron, MJ. In the comedic world, who's
who
the GOAT?
Who says Peyton Manning over Tom? Who says Tom Brady? Who says Peyton Manning over Tom Brady outside of Tennessee, Indianapolis, and maybe a few people in Denver? Come on.
That's probably the list at that point. Who is the comedic GOAT? Do you have a GOAT comedian?
Jeez, that's tough. I mean, a lot of people would say Richard Pryor. I don't know. It's tough. I think it's harder. Sports or statistics, you know, I think it's harder in entertainment.
Who are some guys?
But, you know, Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, who are some guys that – you know, you looked up to. I know you said it's hard to kind of identify the GOAT, but who are some comedians that maybe influenced, you know, your style? Maybe you took some things from to incorporate in your delivery.
Well, you know, in New York, Dave Attell, Colin Quinn, Louis, Chris Rock. They're all those kind of legends in New York. So you think you see these guys coming up a little bit, and you're like, oh man. Let me just kind of soak it up, you know. So those are big ones for me, for sure.
SamMorrill.com is the website. SamMorrill.com. That's where you can get tickets. He's coming to town on Thursday. He'll be at the Bijou Theater. It's a beautiful theater, Sam. You're going to love it. What do you do day of a show? Maybe this is a dumb question, but you're on at night. What do you do during the day to fill time leading up to the show?
We're at a YMCA in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we just played some basketball, just try to sweat out some of the poison that we put in our body the night before, so stay healthy, and, you know, good during the day, do whatever we want at night is kind of the motto.
I like it. So some hoops before the show. That's a good way to get ready.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, if you come here to Knoxville – maybe somebody on the team can reach out to Tennessee basketball, and there's a couple of guys from New York on the squad. So maybe
we
get a New York versus New York matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, I stink. I'm really my even like half decent days are behind me. So it's more just to get some exercise.
Well, you're great with the mic, so I recommend people go check you out on Thursday at the Bijou. Get tickets at his website, SamMorrill.com. Check out his Netflix special, Same Time Tomorrow, plus a show with Julian Edelman, Games with Names. He's busy. We appreciate you taking time to join us today. Thanks, Sam. Safe travels to Knoxville in a few days.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.